Jetzt lässt Thomas Topfchen mit Dalet. Später.
Thomas and Ove are the two eyes. Thomas and Ove are the two eyes of the school. Good morning. Generally, as a Kol Gadol, I always try to studiously avoid commenting on the connection of the parsha events to what's to come out. However, in this week's parsha, like it's glaring. Anyone who has inayim beroisha in meich bekarkoidei just looks at it. You see, mamish, what's happening to Kol Yisrael now is all merumas in this week's parsha, which is always read b'smichos to shavos betamuz then a mitzor and b'chul. The heck. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Kapitel Lamed, Eitz Tzor Hi L'Yankiv V'Mimena Yivoshea. And as I've said to many times, Eitz is Gimatria Yud Zayin Tamuz, Eitz Tzor is Gimatria Chodesh Tamuz, Eitz Tzor Hi is Gimatria Tisha B'Av Imakoyl. This form of Tisha speak about. So, on one hand, it seems to be an Eitz Tzor. Mi'iduch. I've discussed many times the famous Kasha, the Yismach Moishim, Porshim ask, who wrote Eicha, Megillas Eicha, Yirmiyah? And it's part of the Chabdalot Sforan, Kisvei Kodesh, so it's written Baruch HaKodesh. Shtel Zuch Teshayla, Ask the Yismach Meisha, L'chur, there's a principle, and Ashkin Ashayra, only B'tech Simcha Shal Mitzvah, right? How could one possibly write Eicha with the Simcha? The simple answer, the Mashgiach says, Nemre Zitecha, Pashat, Levi Yitzchak of Barditchev tells us, Kedush Levi, that the Megillas Eicha will be touched with a new pshat, and it'll all be simcha dehoibin inyonim that is achieved through the time of Golos. And therefore, Yirmiyahu HaNovi, who was a Novi, and saw things the way they'll be, not only the way they are now, where the pshat is very bitter, but he saw things the way they'll also love it, and therefore he was capable of writing Eicha Baruch HaKodesh Mitech Simcha, because he knew what's how things will be. And if at Bechlal, I discuss every year that in Svarim HaKadoshim, the Meirich, the Goydel Meilis of the 3 weeks, the Ben HaMetzorim, the Marshal, the Abed Zisrael from the Kodesh Ramagit, brings him his Rebbe, the Mizrach Ramagit, Pasuk says, called Reitzvel, he's Sigua, Ben HaMetzorim, right? That a person who's Reitzvel, Yudke, who wants to be, is interested in Malchus Shemayim and the Shechina HaKadosha, when can you find it, when can Tfilas be in this Kabbalah, etc., etc., when can you grow spiritually, Gashmius is Dafka Ben HaMetzorim, as is brought in Svarim HaKadoshim. And the Kodesh Magid says that a Yid who reminds the Ebersh about the Geula, about Am Tishabal, this Neilad, Menachem, with Mashiach Shal Yisrael, that's Goyrim, Lemaila, bigger Tainug, greater Tainug than the Ebersh has in Yomim that are good, Betoy Vanir Vanig. And the Chlal is put in Yisrael from after Rav. The 21-day, Davun is the famous Marshon, the Chayrus Lavches, we've discussed it countless times, I'm not repeating it, that the 21 days of Ben HaMetzorim, I was only 22, well, I know you can ask it, yeah? It can get the 21 days of from Rosh Hashanah till Hashanah Rabbah, we've discussed this on the Chaper, until comes Tisha B'Av, which is B'chuvim K'neged Shmini Atzeres, yeah? And not only Berochni, but even Begashmi, it's brought in the Eilu Shemayim for Meir of Apta, that all the Nika, the Mokar of all Simcha and Yomtev by Yidin, is Dafka from the days of Bein HaMetzorim, right? Nor Bizman Hazeh, it's Miskasya, it's concealed, and therefore the Adalumas that has a Yenika from it, Aber the endless is these are the Hoibin days, and therefore the 21 with the Shem Eke, which is connected to the Avod of Tshuva, as it you do it from the Chayza, which is the reason why the Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Fes Karka, which is nicknamed the Ketzav Shara Chazoka, says the Gemara, how do you have Chazoka? Be Emes, I have Chazoka, Michidayish HaMitra. Mitra is a remez on Mitzorin. Dayish, Dalad Yuchin, is scrambled the letters to get the word. It's one of the six Siruf Hashem, Shin Dalad Yud, which is the mocker of Brocha in the world. That when a person is able in the 3 weeks to get the mafteach of parnosa, everything you need the gashmi. Why the reason is? But in Sfarim HaKadoshim, I'm going fast because I want to get a gavaldig in the kuda, even though I've said it before. the Kutli Maran is always brought. You have to make from your Torah, not just Torah, Tfil. Anyway, it's brought in by Chaimus Ariel, it's brought in the Magen Avraham from the Tzitzkin Magid. Therefore, the pasuk says, Kol Roitzveo, Yisigua, Beinam Mitzorim, is Rashi Tevis, wakey wakey, Habrocha. The MS, the deepest brachas are. Which is the reason that the Renoyan from the Holy Jikava brings that the Chazal tell us, Mishnichnus of Mimartin Besimcha, when they so he teaches, he wants Mimait, the Yoga in the Anocha, the Taurus, how through you have to be Mamshich, if the 21 days of Yom Tovim is connected Ben Amitzorim, so the days of Chodesh of Gufa, which is the Avelus is even more pronounced, right, is connected the 8 days of Chaga. Sukkos, hello, you with me, folks? And therefore, on Tisha B'av, the Gemara says in Yuma, when the air entered into Kodesh Kodosh, they saw the Kruvim, Murin Zeh Bozeh, which is the Indian of the Yichud of Shemini Atzeres, like Yisrael Malchum L'Chadoi, and Kolbad, Kolbad, the boy, Shol V'Yovle, everything is granted on that day. The Emes Yichud the Shlim, as we've discussed countless times, is Dafka Shemini Atzeres. Which is the reason when is the emissa in Shemini Atzeres Gufa, when is the moment of the emissa Yichud of the Hashefa, whatever? When you say Geshem. And Geshem is said in what prayer? Musaf. And Musaf, the Gemara says in Brachas, Ad Sheva Shos. Hello, Earth. Which is the reason on Tisha B'Av, which is the Keneged of Shemini Atzeres, says the Arizal in Shara Kavonis, when is the moment that the Neshama of Mashiach ben David is born? An hour after Chatzos and Tisha B'av. And he says, a remez, because what is the Sirur Shem Havai of the month of Menachemov? Wakey, wakey, anyone like still alive? Hello. Haskei Sushma Yisrael Hayoim. Yes. Haskei, the letters Sukkos, like reminds us of Sukkos, right? You're able to, from Rosh Chodesh Av, by the way, whose yard site is Rosh Chodesh Av? I seem to, Aron HaKohen. And what came to Kal Yisrael in the source of Aron HaKohen? The Sukkah. And because we have a Sukkah, Anani HaKovit, that's why we have a Yontif called Sukkah. So I see already from Rosh Chodesh Av, there's already a connection to Sukkah. Which, by the way, as I was just telling somebody, the Bnei Yisrael brings, the Arizal, the Ketifer, and Parshas Bo brings, that the two, every month, is Mechubin Kenegat, a different part of the head. Which is Tammuz and Av. Tammuz is Ayin Yamin. Av is Ayin Smol, to a night. And now, Bizman Azeh, Tammuz and Av, Abachina, Eini, Yordam. Av, the Gemara says, Bnei Sosker, the Gemara says, Kalash, Einel, Yafes, Ein Tzricha, Badik. You don't need to Badik the whole group, because everything depends, even today, you go to an ophthalmologist, they look into your eye, they can tell you a million other sorrows you got in health problems, right? The eye is the window to everything. Unfakir, Aubers, I saw the Karen Yeshua, to the Moirit de Gavort. He says, how, two ayins? What is the letter ayin? Where does that remind us of Sukkot? Hello, how many korbanis did you bring? How many porim did you bring on Sukkot? Ayin. So, kineged zeh, from the ayin porim, you have the ayin, the tikkun of the inayim of Tammuz and Av, which is the reason why the pasuk says, Eine Hashem al Yureyev. Lam Yachalim Lachazde Lhadra Yureyev Lam Yachalim Lachazde is Gimachi Chagasukas in Makoil. It's all connected. The Av is the idea of the month of Av is the Misakin Leinayim to give a person a different cook, Eine Hashem, to look at the world, to see a bit deeper than things seem to see. Bechisoyim Zer Haskis Ushma Yisrael, that's the 9 days. Hayoyim Hazen Yisla Om Lashem Likecho Ad Mechubim Kineged. Tisha B'av Gufa. That's like the ultimate yontif. So we see there's something which Bechitzonius is an eighth sorrow, right? And the pasuk is eighth sorrow Hili Yankiv. Umimena from the tzorah, from Gufa will come the Yeshua. Al Derech said this parsha is who is the Rosh Merusha, right? Who comes to curse Kal Yisrael? His name is Bilam. How do you spell Bilam? Beis Lamed Ayin Mem, which Bimilui said to Miguel Amukas famously, is Gimachi Tzoros. I got into Parsha from Tzoros. you don't have to be a rocket scientist or a genius or a Kabbalist to figure out that the whole Indian of the Klola of Bilam, Bullock hiring Bilam, the curse called Yisrael, is kosher b'miyuchad to Ben HaMetzor. It says, Vayamay b'mokoyim, Ben HaMetzor. And it says in the Pasuk, Ubalok ben Sipar, Melech Lemoya, Bo'ez. What is Bo'ez? I just told you before. The Gematria, Shivalos Betams. Bo'ez, you're a Balkaira. What did it say in the Chumash? In the Torah? Melech ben Sipar, Melech Lemoya, Bo'ez ha. You read it as a he, but it's written the suit who. If it's written as, if it's pronounced as he, why do you pronounce who? Who is Gematria? Test of. You're not going to be a genius. So he's, hello. He's already connecting what? Shavuos v'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, and therefore it says, Vayamay v'mokim tsar, it says, Vayoshes el Hamidbar Ponov. Why is he turning to the Midbar? He liked the scenery. Oh, Rashi says, hello, Chazal says. He was turning to the what? To Ma'ir, a Kitrug from Chet, from Egel. When did Chet to Egel take place, if my memory serves me correctly? Shavuos v'Tammuz. So again, he's Ma'ir the Kitrug of Shavuos v'Tammuz. And how many Mizbechos does he build? Shiva Samizbech, yeah? Shiva says the Mashkiach is Nutrikun. Oh, Shiva Asar B'Chodesh Tammuz, Shaboy Bittel Eilas Tomit. One of the, hello? The Bittel of the Eilas Tomit was Dafka and Shavuos v'Tammuz, and he came with the Shidl Umazel, the clip of Bilam, against what? The Mizbeches. And the Pasuk says, when Bilam came to curse, he says, Vayelech Shefi. What's the Shefi? So the Balturim says, he was Mefashpesh Umechapis. When is the appropriate moment to curse Kol Yisrael? Right? Says the Moshes Rebbe and Yisrael Bracha, Vayelech Shefi is Gimatria, 456, which is Tammuz of. How do you like that? It doesn't mean literally he cursed. We'll soon see in the month of Tammuz. It means he was trying to ma'ir the inyonim of Tammuz and of to bring Rachman al-Hassan, Hepech HaBracha, to call Yisrael. Let me just have to explain what I'm talking about. On a simple level, for people, Anosh Mekir Kain. It says, Vayar Bolak, Vayogar Moya, they're scared. They're out of their wits. Why? Because they saw the people, Ki Ravu. Since when is Kal Yisrael described as Ki Rav? We always say the mile of Kal Yisrael is Ki Atam Ma'atni Kolam. What's Ki Rav? And then it says they were worried. Why? At va'ati lachachu akol is called Sivaseinu. They'll eat us up. What's he worried about? Was Bolak a katlakanya episode? Whatever. Bolak was greater in Kishuv than Bilam. Doesn't do it, right? So if he knows everything, he knows the future with his ksamim, with his kishuv, with whatever. What's he worried about? Does he not know that Chal Yisrael have a azhora in the Torah al tatzar as moyed? Right? Yeah? And this, what he's worried about, like, you know, there'll be a geirus from him, rus, whatever, that's in deiris in the future. What's he worried about now? To understand this, let me ask you another simple question, which I've asked countless times. What is the end of the Torah dealing with? The mamish, the end of the Torah. Hello? The last 8 psukim, Vayomer Shemoshe Eved Hashem, right? 8 psukim. And you deal with the chol, after also Moshe le'enikol Yisrael, says Rashi, Shvirat Haluchos. When the obvious glaring question that all Mefarshim ask, you don't like whatever, normally there's a principle of Mesayim B'Tov, you end off on something optimistic, upbeat, etc. And here what are you ending off with? Shvirat Haluchos. Death of Moshe, which is l'chura, goyrim, shichas ha'teir, and all negativity, and goals, and tzaras, whatever. And you end off specifically with Shavuos v'Tammuz, Shvirat Haluchos. Hello. Okay. To understand this, I want to ask you a question. Shavuos v'Tammuz. You know it has a negative, Chamisha Dvorim, yeah? Anything positive anyone could think that happened on Shavuos v'Tammuz? You guys have poor memories, because I said this like probably every year in my life. Right? The famous drasha of the Chum Sofer and Rus was like a classic. I say this all the time. Remember, there was a lady called Rus. And Rus is the daughter of Ellen White, who's the son of Bob. Okay. And she went, yes, you with me? and she converted, she became Jewish. Yeah? Do you know by any chance when that took place? 3 months. The Ksira of Sa'ir, whatever. So Sa'ir makes a cheshbin. It was on the day of Shavuot Esrei B'Tammuz. Hello? And that was the day that till now no one wanted to be Matar of a cult. And on that day they darshaned, right? And she was able to come into the cult, right? And what happened to the Rus? By the way, just there, I go, I bet you nobody knows this. I ask your Rav if he knows it, whatever. I've never met anyone knows it. Could anyone tell me, what was Rus's name on her birth certificate when she was born to her father, the king? She was called Rus? I shouldn't think so, because Rus is Sharissa, whatever. When Rus, you know, the oldest Svarim say, why is she called Rus? But till now she's a goy. A goy is mitzvah, how many mitzvahs? Seven. And now she's Makhaya Tayreg mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs added? 606. So she's Gematria, which Gematria Rus. Okay, whatever. She was not named Rus on her birth certificate, on her passport, etc., etc. Take it as a posh, double posh. Hello? So what was her name? Anybody know? Anybody? No? Lomdim. Harifim. What? Zohar HaKadosh. Her name was Gilis. Gimel Yud Lamed Yud Tav. How do you like that? I taught you something new. The only thing I probably ever teach you new. Right? Rus's real name was Gilis. Gimel Yud Lamed Yud Tav. What is the Gimachi of Gilis? Hello? 453. Which is Gematria? Oh, please, please, don't do this to me. My heart, my cardiologist is going to... Gilis, 453, is Gematria Tammuz. Hello? When did she became Uteris Levoy Bacol? Right? Hello? And Ruth is the Imo Shel Malchus, who gave birth to David, who is Mashiach Ish Tzemach Shmoy, who David Ba'atzmoy. As the Kalir writes in Hoshana Rabba and whatever, yeah, hello? That's the Zohar, right? Tammuz. Tammuz 453 is Gematria. I said it like 100 times. Melech HaMashiach, it's Gematria, say Melech HaShem, what Neuflim, it's Gematria, Likim Choshe, L'Toyva, all the good Zachen that come from. So when she was Mutter, do you remember, by the way, it's not Shuas, was not ages ago, not years ago, decades ago. Remember there was a guy called Pliny Almoini? Yeah. And he doesn't want to make him, he doesn't want to marry Rus. Why does he want to marry Rus? He was scared she's... Who said she's Mutter, right? Yeah? Why did he not know? Why did he not want to be miyab of her or do whatever? Hello. Chazal said because he's what? Rashi brings. He was almoini. He was an almon from Teir, from the Eishes Chayim. He didn't know this halacha of moyavi v'loy moyavis. Why didn't he know it? The pashtus because it wasn't his sherish and neshama. Since it wasn't his zivig, it wasn't his role in life to mechadish this halacha. This is not this halacha. Or B'tifa Geret, it says that Boaz tells him, Shvu Poi Pliny Almain. It's written Chosrubal, right? Shvu Poi Pliny Almain is Gimachia Bolok Ben Tzipor Melech Mayot. How do you like that? There was a Chisephus on him, the Klippa of Bolok. And the whole purpose of Bolok in bringing Bilam into the equation, etc., is to be Moinea, the Neshama of Rus, who's his granddaughter. Early, good. We'll soon discuss that, right? To bring out, he didn't want the neshama of Mashiach ben David to come out from him. Fakir, the holier the nitus of Kedusha is, and it's an umke aklipa, they dig it deeper, deeper, deeper. You shouldn't have any attachment to it. You should be able to extract it. Because the minute you extract the nitus of Kedusha, which is found deep in the klipa, he's finished, he's dead. Therefore it says in Pasuk, Balak is worried. If Shragiyor brings in an Eidos, Kal Sivivisenu is Gimachi Rusamayavia. If Kal Sivivisenu is put in Kevin Yeshua from the son of the Tzvil Tzadik, is Gimatria Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. He wants to stop this bringing up Kedusha. And therefore, okay, you're not going to remember anyway. He says, Kiravu, I'm scared, Kiravu. What's Kiravu? Because he's not going to, Mashiach is going to bring out the Yehei Shmei, Rabu. And who? What does who got to do with anything? As any school child, which all travelers should figure out by now. Kevav, who? Kevav, Aleph, is the three letters that are missing. The Vav came from the Shem Avaya, and the Aleph from the Kisek, the other case, UK, as Rashi says. And he wants to protect it. Surrounds Kedusha, the needs of Kedusha, just like the Orlo surrounds the Bris Kodesh in the Kedusha, which is Malchus, which is David, like Chuychim, like the thorns cover, or conceal and cover over the roses. And therefore he says, Vahu Yoshev, Mi Muli. What does Mi Muli mean? That's what you say. What does Rashi say? What? Lach Riseini, as the pasuk Ki Amilam. What did the pasuk start off with? Hello and Tillum. You say it in Hallel, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Hello. Anyone like alive here? Please. No? Sabuni Gam Sivavuni B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam. Dillam is scared. Balak is scared. Klal Yisrael will take out the nitzus of Kedusha, which he now hears him, which is Bechina of Orla, and make a bris. Anyone know any connection between Rus and Bris Mila? No? One of the things that's unique about Megillas Rus, every pasuk with 6-8 exceptions in Megillas Rus starts with Rus above. Above is the Ois Bris, Tidua. Ches, 8. Hello? 8 is also what? Nil, you're not going to be a genius. V'yem ha-shmin, yeah? Hello. How many psukim, by the way, are there in the Megillas Rus? What's the carry here? 85? Which is Gematria? Mila. Very good, Mila. Right? And therefore he sends Malachim to, messengers to Bilam ben Ba'er. Pesoira. Pei, Tav, Reish, Vav. Hey? Yeah? Reish, hey? What's the middle letters of Pseira? Rus. And what are the outer letters? A pay and a hay, which is Milas. Right? And therefore he says, Ravu. Rav stands for Rus Boyas. Right? Yes? And the day that the Nitzutz of Rus, Imushal Malchus, the grandmother of David, a Mashiach, is Mutar Bakol, and that night, Yud Teshuvas B'Tammuz, that's when the chasana happened between Rus and Boyas, and guess what? In the morning he died. So the whole kiyum of Malchus Beis David starts when? Teshuvas B'Tammuz. Mary, it's like half of a fail. Hello? And that's what Aaron HaKoyen was misnabit on the first Teshuvas B'Tammuz, which is Yudu L'Shinzo, right? Where did he say Chag Lashem Mochor? B'yesh Mochor Lachazman. That there'll be a time when, even before Mashiach, where Shavuot B'Tammuz is Hapich L'Sosin L'Zilah, and that becomes the basis of, and therefore when Mashiach comes, Shavuot B'Tammuz will be the beginning, like Pesach. Reish L'Chol Moed is a Pesach. Shavuot B'Tammuz will be the beginning of the period of 3 weeks of joy and happiness, which will end in Tisha B'Av, which is the day of latest Mashiach B'Dov. By the way, what is Balak's name? Balak ben? I don't think he had a last name. What is Balak ben? Tzipor. Who is known as Tzipor? Earth. The Archaim HaKadosh. It's the Zohar HaKadosh, members. But the Archaim HaKadosh, you know it in part of the Zohar. Hello, beginning, right? Mashiach's Neshama is in Shemayim and a Heichel called Kan Tzipor. Right? The time comes, maybe we shall send down that Neshama. Mashiach is called Tzipor. Therefore, it says in Pasuk, "He kore kan Tzipor lefanecha baderech," which is gematria mipibitcha oshes lekise loch, as we'll discuss. That Malchus Beis David, right? And therefore, he's trying to prevent the extraction of the neshama of Rus. Says Bilam, "Sorry, Charlie, right? Gunish halfen, right? That which is going to come out is going to come out, and therefore, he says, Hazina adai." B'noi Tzipor. Your ben, your son, not you're the son of Tzipor, you're the father of, and you're going to have a kid called Tzipor, and Tzipor is Mashiach. And therefore, B'noi Tzipor is Gimachi and Mashiach ben Dov. Hello. You can't get it more clear than that. Now, why did, just behektim, before I even begin to share, why did Bilam want to curse Kol Yisrael? What's he going on about? What's his problem? Hello? So, Ramatul Zilber, Zogzunzai, says a myriad of simple, but it's a medrash, Midbarabah. Bilam had a problem. He said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's unbecoming of Azah Abish, there was Ein Sof, and he only has one nation serving him, and I'm a Nivchar. All 70 nations should worship. Why Dafka you pick out the Yidin? And therefore he built how many Mizbechis? 7. With a 7 got to do with Umas Olam, you're not going to be a genius. Because the 7 Mizbechis can I get the 7 Midas, each one is called from 10. 7 times 10 for any mathematicians is 70, which is the Shiva Mizbechis, but can I get the Shiva Umas Olam? What korban did he bring on each one of the 7 mizbeches? Parvai. Why is it parvai? They had no sheep over there, like anything else you could bring up? Hello? When else do you bring up a parvai? You bring other things also on your kippur. Keep the money. Yeah? Parvai? Shmini Atzeres, maybe? Hello? What is Shmini Atzeres? The Yom Yichud. The Yom Simchas Liba is Umat and Teiru. When the Ebers of Miyachid Dafka Klal Yisrael. Shmini Atzeres, you finish with the Ayin Porin. Can I get the Ayin Umas Oilam, as I'll say. And now is Yisrael, the whole world can go fight. Like a Chassan. After the Chassan, the florist, and the Zumagrapher, and the videographer, and Antilli from Southport, everyone goes home. The Chassan Kala there. That's Shmini Atzeres. Yisrael Malka alone. Right? And that he couldn't handle. The bechir of Chal Yisrael, that even are special, he couldn't handle. If we tried to uproot it. What did the Malach tell Bilam? Remember he tried to Lama Zikis Lama Almai Kisis Asoincha Ze Sholish Regalim. By the way, Sholish Regalim, it's written when the Malach is talking to him, written Moli, Sholosh Shin Lamed Vov Shin, Sholosh Regalim, is Gimatria Pesach Ateres Mechag. Just by the way, just for your information. Yeah? With me? 919. Yes, you with me? Sholosh Regalim. Sholosh Regalim is also the Gimatria, 819, Bereshis, Ima Isis. Hello? What do you know about Bereshis? You're not going to be a genius to work out. Rashi says, it's called term. Why was the world created? Because Bishbeis Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikereshis. Right? So what was Bilam fighting and Balak? What are they fighting against? They don't like one Yontif, Shmini Atzeres. Right? Yes? And therefore he built 7 Mizbeches, which is, you want to arouse the Chet Egel, Allah Shvat Yozach. Right? Yeah? What if I tell you that Shivas Mizbeches, is also Nutrikun the Yoim Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. I didn't like that. Scramble, yeah? You wanted to build Shivas Mizbeches because you wanted to what? Arouse B'yayim Shivas or B'tamos Shaboy Butel Elis Tomid. Fakert, now we're going to arouse and evoke Shmini Atzeres, which is the day. Okay, we'll talk about it. Right? Yeah. Okay. Let me just explain what I'm talking about. We think that Bilam wanted to evoke the 3 weeks, the Bein HaMetzor. Does that mean that the story happened Bein HaMetzor? When did, Matthew, a simple klos kasha, what time of year did Bilam try to curse Kol Yisrael? Did Balak hire him? Okay, we talk about this forever. But Roiv Deis and Roiv Midrashim. Svarim Akdashim. We can talk about Galamukis and the Rebbe Bienes in numerous places in Yarz Vash and Teres Bienes. According to most Svarim, there are deis, I'm not like, I'm quite aware. According to most deis, it was after the Melchama of Sichon and Oid. both, which took place chronologically in which month? El. Say it, El. We could talk about that also. That's the general consensus of opinion. And Bilam sees what happened to Sichon and Og. He now hires Bilam to curse the Jewish people. Yes, you with me? So when did it happen? End of El, before Erev Hashanah. Yeah? And therefore, what happened here? He sees there were just 2 months of Tammuz and Av, which allows, everyone knows, I discussed it like countless times. Chazal tell us that Yaakov and Esav divided the world. When they divided the world, it wasn't only Esav took Elam Haz and Yaakov took Elam Haz, they divided time. So in the summer, in like a one half of the year, Esav took Tammuz, Av, and Elul, and Yaakov took at Tammuz, Av, and Elul, right? And Yaakov had already taken Nisan, Iyar, and Sin. So 50-50. Hello? Everyone out there? Yeah? Do you remember I told you about Ephraim? The Yom Neroim? That Yaakov stole back half of Esav's portion? Hello? You remember this? Hello? As Merum is in the Pasuk, Va'ani esnalo le'iti l'regel, Rosh Tevis, El. Does this ring a bell by anybody? No. Anyway, he took back El, he took back most of Tammuz and Av, except for the 21 days. Right? But he wanted to take back the whole portion, so he said, go and curse orally as Amaza. Yeah, hello? He knows that Ara stands for El Rosh Hashanah. Hello? And if Yidden don't have tshuva, we're finished. Hello? No El. It's one of the reasons. But Nias Nalal Eitel Egam Locha, right? What did when Esav wanted back his portion, Shava B'Shava, right? What did Yankovino tell him? No Pasuk. Adoyni Yedei Akiyatsoyin Babakar. Without an L, we're all goners, right? So he wanted orally. By the way, which is the day that the piskin, the kvitlach are like given? So you have 30 days of L. In those days, you could have 30 days of L before you scream at me, right? And 20. Hello? How much is 20 and 30? 50. Gevald, 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 how much is 50, how many hours in a day? We've established this in the past, I think. 24. How much is 50 times 24? How much? 1,200. Says the Holy Megala Mukis, orally, ora is elef reish, 1,200 hours till Lashon Hara, right? Yes, you with me? And the hay refers to tshuva, because tshuva is tashuv hay, ki yodua. I just take the Megala Mukis. He wanted him to curse El. And therefore, you don't have. What happened? The next day, the Eden comes, it's Rosh Hashanah. What do you even do on Rosh Hashanah? They blow the Shofar. And that's why Bilam said, Utruas Melech Boy. And once Eden blow the Shofar, the Mevalbel, the Sultan, and Gunda delay, and all the whatever, they're all Fashishvigan. And therefore, Eden come and get a Gevinish year. So therefore, he says, he went out to curse, right? S, right? It says, Am Yitzin and Sraim, Hine Chisa, S Einorz. Ein is the two, Tammuz and Av. S stands for? Have it two ways, either El, either Av or Tammuz, and Tammuz, or El and Tishrei, right? And then at the end, Bilam says, sorry, Charlie. Bilam says, Vayar Balak, Vayar Bilam ki toiv. Next words, Ve'ene Hashem Levorach Yisrael. Even Tammuz and Av will ultimately transform to good. Certainly I can't take away the El and the Tishrei, and Yidin Arzoicha for Ach Toiv Yisrael. So the point here is, just to summarize very, very simply before we begin this year, Bil Balak is recognized that he's Ben Tzipor. He has a Neshama of Rus, a Neshama of Mashiach within him. And he wants to stifle any expression of that latent Kedusha in him. So he hires Bilam to curse. And Bilam is trying to evoke the the 3 weeks with all the. It says, "Oy, will they come? Navi be Yisrael ke Moshe." Says the Chazal, "Abar ve'umas ha'olam." What does "come" stand for? I'll give you a hint. It has to do with Ben Amitzor. Ketav Meriri. Says you have to go alone. I got Ketav Meriri. Which, if I could remember, which I can't, I'm getting old. I'm losing it, Pasha. My old age. I think I'm going to apply to become president of the United States. Ketav Meriri is, that's the clip. I got no time to elaborate. You look at Megal HaMukis in Vashan and Kuv Zayin. This is mamnish connected to the clip of Yishmol. Balak and Bilam, their friendship is the Chibur, like of Esav and Yishmol. We discussed countless times, Machlos Bas Yishmol. He became birds of a feather, fly together. I once said that's why the Klausenberger, the Shetach Chaim once said, he once heard as a child from a simple guy, that's why a son-in-law is called an Edim. Because who you pick as an Edim is an aid of what kind of person you are. So the fact that Yishmol chose Esav, it's birds of a feather, like you know, though. Leilachinam, that's Chazal say. And therefore they're both anti-Semitic, which is the same thing as Balak and Bilam, which is the Chibur of the Rishoyim of Yishmol, Kavi Yamin, and which is Aksa. That's the Ketamiri's Gematria Aksa, which is the Klippa of Yishmol, we discussed this countless times, which is Ad Hayoim, the Beis HaTurfa, on Harabayis, the Yosh, in the Shalchum, in the Shecha, is called El Aqsa. Same, this is the clip of the Rizal talking about. So what do? They have a Nitzus of Gevaldi Kiddush. And this is the Nitzus which comes out from the Chibur, the Yichud, the love of the Eberstedt Knesset Yisrael. Yeah? And they want to destroy it. And what do? They want to keep Rus a Shvuya, hostage, in the world of clips. Hello? The relationship to the Matzah in this year, Tavshin Pei Dalit, when Shmini Atzeres, of the all, they Nebuch, the Rishoyim Arurim, stole, took hostages people, Eden, right? Now, you may say, but the guys weren't so frum. They were at a festival, Achmon of Islam, a Shabbos, Shmini Atzeres, Shachal B'Shabbos Kodesh, like the holiest of holy, and it was a festival, you should know, to me and you, with Abid Zor, Gil Raish, with a cult, whatever. So when Bilam, learn a lesson, Mashkiach says this. I'm just saying generally. When Bilam wants to curse the Jewish people, it says in the Pasuk, Vayar Misham Kitzeom. It says Targum Yonis, who is the Kitzeom? Shevet Don. Oh, bingo. Who Shevet Don, the Paltasana Oren, who was like the worst, Achasoyis, the Pierce of Marcosu, everything negative is Shevet Don. The guys who are kicked out, right? And he said, I'll tap into the Rishoyim, the Kofrin, the left. And what he didn't know is the Eibishter's love for a Yid, even if he's the Rechaim HaKadosh. It says, the shame, in this expression, the shame Ish Yisrael, Hamukah, Hayukas, and Midyonis. The shame Ish Yisrael. The teacher, even the guy, the lowlife, the Zimri Ben Salu. Aubrey still called the Yid Yisrael, and Yisrael, Apel Pishachoto, Yisrael. So the Rechaim HaKadosh. What is the last word of the Chumash? Service of Yisrael. Hello? Yeah? So Mashkiach says, I'm very thick of art. I've said this probably a billion times. We know that Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis, Yeshi Shemir Oysel Apeir. So Mislam, if you're Drahuyben in Neshama, you're at whatever, you're connected to the Bereshis. Bereshis is connected to Mesh Rabbeinu, Vayareshis Loi, etc. And as you go, it's Mishtal Shul, you go like, whatever, down the hall. The neshamas of Ikvus of the Mashiach, the neshamas of our generation, the Shevet Don, the guys who are lost, right? Where is their Sheirish in Torah? You don't got to be a genius. In the last 8 psukim of the Torah, Vayomos Shamash Evet Hashem. For them, Moshe is dead. They have no connection to it. It deals with what? Shviras Haluchas, which brings Shichel and Golos and all the Torah Surahs in the world, right? Ad Kidekach, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra, there's a Deya, that the last 8 psukim maybe were written by Yeshua. Right? This is the Kseya Om, the Shevet Don people. How many psukim are there in 8 psukim? 8, that's very good. And how many letters? 408, Kimdomani, which is Ches, hello? That even these people who are like in the bottom of the totem pole, the barrel, right? They're still connected to the Eibishter, and by them it says, Ki toy be'ini Hashem, l'baruch es Yisrael. And their matzav is the matzav of Shavuos Betamuz, a day of Gevaldi Kedusha, which is Shovui, in the hands of the Samachmem. Therefore, what do you do when you finish reading on Shmini Atzeres, the words? Eini kol Yisrael. So, Minig Yisrael is Maskifin Aschol Lashol Moso, right? You go back to Bereshus. Who is Bereshus? Moshe. We are Reshus Loi. Mashiach is called Rishon Lutzian. Everything is Rishon, right? As per the Gemara in Pesachim. You know, the Gemara says in Baba Basra Yudalid, the first Sefer officially of Ksuvim is actually Rus. Right? Correct the Gemara, but Iuv chronologically is before Rus. No? Oh. So the Gemara said, because you don't start with a Peronius. Trek the Gemara, Abarus is also the Chaperonius. How does Rus start off? Vayhi bimei, shoit ha-shoit ne-vayhi, ro-boritz. So what does the Gemara answer? Iyuv is a Peronius, right? The Gemara answers, Peronius sheyesh ba-achris. Rus is a Peronius, that is an achris, sheyotzen imen adov. Right? And that is the idea, right? That a person, whatever his matzav, even if he's the Eine Yisrael, guy is at the bottom of the totem pole, the bottom of the barrel, right? He goes back to the Beis of Bereshis. Beis of Bereshis is called what? What kind of Beis is it? Beis Rapsi. Hello? Beis Rapsi is Rosh Tevis. Rav. Resh Beis. Hello? Yeah? The Beis Rapsa, which is Mashiach, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Bishul HaTorah, Bishul Yisrael, right? Therefore, a Yid on Shemini Atzeres comes back to the beginning, right? And therefore, Bilam sees what's happened. Remember the Gemara in Gittin, Kamsa Bar Kamsa, when they bring up, and they always look at the difference between a Goy and a Yid, even a Yid, or whatever, Aber, he's a guy who has no, he has an Achris, and this guy, what does Bilam say? Thomas Nafshi, Moshe Sharm, Uti, Acharis to come. Is it going to happen? He's killed like a hard to map, shake it up. Acharis to come away with Gimachi Beboyazurus. Right? Kunt Ois, the whole Indian of. The whole Indian of Mashiach, the Ram Hirblach, the Psukim, is Dafka found in this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, okay, I'm not trying to elaborate. Shmini Atzeres, okay, whatever. You know, the kids are numbers. Shmini Atzeres, it says, Lamedi Kesesh Shdeh Shalosh Regalim. Three Regalim, Petra Shul and Sukkos. We can have Rabbi Yitzchak Yankov, as the Torah brings famously, hello, B'Shem his brother, Rabbi Yehuda. How many Regalim really are there in Kol Yisrael? Huh? In the Pazar Kashav, Shmini Atzeres is a funny, you know, to certain things it's a regular. To Atzmai, the Hemshich is part of the Shulman of Sukkos. So I ask you a simple klutz kasha. I'm a simple guy. I'm a rabbi in holy law, right? If it's a separate yomtiv, so why is it? Why don't Chazal? Why don't they arba regolim? Here's the shoulder. Okay. So you don't got to be a genius to work out that Pesach Shavuot and Sukkot is Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv. But Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv are not good enough. How do you like that for a radical statement? Because if you have a kiseh, a throne, with three regalim, it can't stand properly. You need a regular Revi. Who is the regular Revi of the Kisei Yaakov? Kisei Yaakov means B'shat Shalom Malchusei, right? That means when you sit on the Kisei, V'shevet HaMelech HaKashverish, that means it's Galus of Malchus, right? You need Dafkid David. Therefore, Yehuda is called Yudkei Vavkei plus Adal. He's the fourth. Why? But if it's the fourth, why aren't there four Regalim? A Kitzra might have got no time to elaborate. The bottom line is, Avram Yitzchak Yankov is, the three Ovis are the three Amudim that the world stands. Tera Avoydeg Milos Chasodim. You're not going to be a genius to work it out. Hello? What is David? Num Agever Hukum Ol Shukum Ula Shal Tshuva. Tshuva is not that, it's a separate thing. It's the tikkun of the Tera Avoydeg Milos Chasodim. And that is David. Therefore, when Mashiach will come, who is going to bench? Why David? Abraham's not doing it because he can't get Yishmael. And Yitzchak is not doing it because he got a Esav. And Moshe says, I never went there to Yisrael. And Yeshua says, David says, Ani avarech b'li nalar, demar koyt Yeshua is Esav. David who says, Anichi talas liish, because David wanted to be meirim, the koyach of Bali Tshuva, to show whatever happened. And ultimately, I have no time to elaborate, but Tshuva is the ultimate expression of the Eibishter's infinite love for every single Jew, v'chisha machshavis, v'lidach men anidach, and therefore, that's the four, Abraham Yitzchak Yankiv David, is Gimachi Merkava Shlema, you do in Svarim, Galamukis, and therefore, it's connected to four letters of Shem Avaya, who is the way to G'dayla Tshuva, Shemagas, Ad, David, Tshuva, is Maimed, the Kisei HaKovid, and that's found Dafka through the Avodah of Shmini Atzeres. And that's the Avodah now. That's what I'm trying to bring out. That we, in our Avodah, in Beit HaMetzorim, starting with Shmini Atzeres, finishing with Tisha B'Av, right? Starting with Shmini Atzeres, and starting and ending up with Tisha B'Av, that is the Avodah to Mesak and the Churban happened on Shmini Atzeres, to Mesgala, the Simcha, the joy of Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, in our lives, and the Sky environment, the Pasuk of Duyei Hashem Yeshuvan Uvol L'Tzion Rina. Okay. Oh.